Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We've been talking about this e-scooter ban over the past week and whether the ban on under 18-year-olds will actually work. Well, the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, spoke to Ciara about this morning and about the clampdown efforts so far.
This year, the Gardaí have seized 1,865 e-scooters and scramblers, and 1,400 of them are e-scooters. 793 prosecutions this year for dangerous driving on e-scooters. And even yesterday, we saw the Dublin Crime Response Team seize 11 e-scooters, 2 e-bikes and 1 scrambler. And what was interesting about the seizures yesterday was that the Gardaí used their drone unit to seize these machines. So that the Gardaí are out there actively doing their job.
So how do you feel about the government's efforts to get back control? Do they go far enough? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Chloe Palmer from County Kerry is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. And Chloe, you're very welcome to the programme, because your little boy Nathan was seriously injured in a collision with an e-scooter while he was out playing on his bicycle. When were you first aware of what happened, Chloe?
Well, his dad was only a few doors up when it happened. He was out talking to his friends, so Nate went down to his two friends. He was at a standstill on the footpath. He was talking to two boys down there, asking to come up in the bouncing castle. Out of nowhere, then this e-scooter came on the footpath and he went head-on, collision with Nathan on his bike. He hit the front of his bike, but Nathan got thrown. And then everyone came running up to my house, it was. But his dad was already down there, but they came up running up to me to tell me straight away what happened.
What went through your mind, Chloe, when you heard that?
When we saw him, he was out cold. He was just looking up. He wasn't moving. He wasn't talking or not. And his eyes were just open, just lying down.
Lying on the ground?
Lying on the ground. He was just lying there. He wasn't moving.
And you were obviously seriously concerned when you saw that.
I thought he was dead, because when he heard me and his dad roaring, then he kind of jumped up, but then he just lost consciousness straight away after that.
And the emergency services and the ambulance, they came to the area?
Yeah, we had a first responder living in the state. She came flying down straight away. Someone knocked on her door and she came straight down.
And she was able to help?
And she was able to help. She stayed with Nate until the ambulance came.
So he's 6 years of age, isn't he?
He's 6, yeah.
Yeah. So he was put into the ambulance and off to hospital in Kerry. And what happened, Chloe?
When we got over there, his dad was in the ambulance. And I had my partner's sister here watching my 3 other kids. I got a drive-in and he got his CT scan, he got his x-rays for his mouth and everything, and we waited in an hour for his x-rays to come back. The CT came back and they said he has a fractured skull.
Fractured skull. And does he require, is this something that can be treated in hospital locally, Chloe?
It can heal, but he has an outpatient with Crumlin and an outpatient with Cork to follow up with his head.
To follow up. They're pretty severe injuries, aren't they?
They are for a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved him was the bike, they said, that he was on his bike.
Really?
The bike took the impact off the e-scooter, because when he fell off his bike, one side of his face got the ground. And then the other side, the e-scooter got, he had a big tire mark of the e-scooter from the top of his ear down to his jaw. And that's where the fracture was, above his ear, where the e-scooter got his head.
So the medics had said to you that because he was actually stationary on his own bike at the time, just chatting to his little buddies, that. God, it's an awful ordeal, Chloe, for you and his dad and the family.
We knew it was something to do with his head anyway, because his pupils weren't dilating for ages after that. But as I said, the first responder, she was brilliant. She was keeping him up, like even just to squeeze her finger to let him know that he could hear us and everything. Mm. He was struggling to stay awake.
So he will. So at some point, will he be transferred to Cork or Crumlin? Is that the next kind of?
It's just for an outpatient. Just for an outpatient. Fine with his head.
Okay.
And everything.
Okay. So he'll
just to follow up.
He will make a. He'll make.
He'll make. They don't see why he shouldn't because he's so young.
Yeah.
He's fast healing as well.
Yeah. Great. He'll make a good recovery, please God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been a very difficult couple of days for you and the family.
It is because he has to be so careful now for the next 6 weeks to make sure he has no bangs, no falls, no nothing to his head.
And he's still in hospital, is he?
No, he's home.
He's home now. Great. And how is he? How's he doing?
He's full of energy. He's full of energy, but he has nothing to burn it because he can't do nothing else to go outside or anything.
Yeah. It's hard that in the summer, isn't it? You know, when the weather's so good. And
it's hard when he sees everyone.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
but does he understand the extent? Do you think of what happened?
He told us that night when he went into A&E. He told us exactly what happened to him. Happened to him.
Okay, he knew, but he wasn't on the scooter. He was just on his bicycle.
He was just sitting on his bike. Yeah, he just at a standstill on the footpath.
When it happened,
talking to the two boys down there.
All of them, I mean, this is obviously a huge ordeal for you and the family. I mean, what happened to Nathan and these things happen. And I suppose, you know, what's kind of interesting about this, it's happened at a time when there's so much national debate about e-scooters, you know, and scrambler bikes and all of these different kind of things. Had you been following much of that, Chloe?
I have, I've seen so many posts of people being injured, people being killed by scramblers and by e-scooters. There were so many accidents happening. And I've seen Dublin put up a post as well that it has risen up to 50% for young people going in with head injuries during the summer.
You never thought, you know, that there'd be figures.
I never thought it'd be my own child getting hurt by it.
And then, you know, just a couple of days ago, we hear from government that they're looking at e-scooters being banned for anybody under the age of 18, you know, and these proposals being discussed and things like, you know, e-scooter riders having to wear high-vis jackets and helmets, and this is all going to be mandatory. So I'm just, had that announcement, had you heard that?
Well, I don't think they're going to make a total ban to it, especially when they heard so many accidents already happened on them. But I really think they should have put it up to 21 years instead of 18 years.
Nobody under the age of 21 should be on an e-scooter.
Yeah, because they're still young on them. I think it should have been 21. Like, I don't think they're going to put an out ban on them, especially when they heard every accident that's happened and people being killed off them and they haven't banned them already.
But you agree with the ban, you do?
Oh, I agree with the ban. I totally agree with this ban.
Yeah. And, you know, you probably have heard people talk and, you've had enough going on this week without following everything politically. But, you know, obviously the announcement about the ban, and then we hear from some politicians saying, sure, this isn't going to be effective unless we've the guards to actually enforce it. You know, like,
that's what I'm saying. So I don't see them being listened that they're going to obey with this at all.
Yeah. So you'd have some concern.
Have them already. The young kids, I don't see them getting rid of them either, so they're still going to have them.
Do you have concerns about how this might be enforced, Chloe?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you think even it should be higher again, it should be under 21?
It should be higher. It should be 21. If they weren't going to make a total ban on it, they should have put it up to 21. I think 18 is still too young to have anything like that in their hands.
Because some of them are very, I mean, I know there's restrictions around the speed that they should be.
There is, but this one was way past over the speed limit. This one would go as fast as the car. It can go up to 50, it can go up to 70 kilometres. You can buy them on the internet. Not even in Ireland. You can buy them past Ireland and everything.
And, you know, e-scooter riders having to wear a helmet and a high-vis vest. I'm sure you probably agree with that too.
Oh, I agree that they should have their helmets and high-vis, but you can't even hear them when they're coming up next to you.
Mm.
They're very quiet.
The whiz past you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I know it's not easy, Chloe, for you, you know, to talk about this, and I'm conscious that, you know, little Nathan is after going through everything he's gone through in the last couple of days, and you found yourself nearly, you know, in the middle of this kind of national conversation that's been happening in recent days about e-scooters. But that's why I thought it was so important to talk to yourself about this today, because, I mean, you know, this has sort of landed on your front door in very recent days, you know, and you're only too well aware of the impact of all of this. And what
you never think you hear all these stories of happening. Like, you never think it would involve you, one of your own kids in it.
And has Nathan brothers or sisters?
Yeah, he has three.
Is he the youngest,
he has
or where
two brothers?
Does he?
He's second oldest.
Second oldest, yeah. And it was they're flat out minding him now, are they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, you've a busy house by the sounds of it, Chloe.
Yeah, it's busy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, it's great to hear he's home, you know, and that he'll make a full recovery and that he's doing well. I'm sure you probably need a break after the week you've had yourself, you know.
No, but he's doing good. Like, they are very good towards him. They're minding him.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear, you know, and I'm glad that it's. The outcome of this is as positive as it can be, you know, and that's great to hear as well. Chloe, listen, we really appreciate you joining us in the programme today and sharing your experience, and look after yourself, and best wishes to little Nathan as well.
Thank you.
Obviously, a lot of listeners getting in touch as well. WhatsApp, it's 087 1400 106. Just wishing Nathan and Chloe all the best. And again, just even fair play to Chloe too, says this texter, for actually speaking out about what happened. Another listener makes the point, though, like, the guards may be seizing some of these e-scooters, but what about them being returned to people after the payment of a small fine? Is that happening? Question from a listener today. Another texter wondering, we have the guard the cars, the guard the motorbikes, and we've guard the bicycles. Do we have guard the e-scooters? I'm wondering why. You know, why shouldn't they have them, asks this listener as well today. They should be completely banned. They're lethal, says this texter. Keep your thoughts coming into us. You can drop us an email if you want to share your own story about this as well. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com. That's where you can get us. That's Chloe Palmer there joining us here in Lunchtime Live this afternoon from County Kerry.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.